For some plants, those energies are in their bark. Or again, in their seeds as nuts. So seeds can be tiny to large. Many times those seeds are the thing of that plant that are most nourishing and wholesome. For some plants, they have chosen as a species to be useful from the ground up, so you can use their leaves and you can use their seeds, for example. Such as cilantro. In general, if you look at flowers and plants of various sorts and herbs and start to allow yourself to relax and let the information come to you as you look at them, you will start to get to awaken your birthright as a human being and to get more consciously aware of, more in tune with your knowledge, your ability to interact with plants, and therefore you will be more able to speak with them and to get information from them just as the early humans did. There have been humans throughout history who have, for various reasons and through a combination of genetics and the spirit who has chosen to be born into that body and the times and the circumstances, if they have had that ability fully or to a much greater extent, more consciously available to them. And it is no mistake that your Luther Burbank, who worked in this particular region, was one of those and was here again in the Pacific Northwest. He was most able to. He could have done what he did elsewhere, but he was most able to do his work easily without a lot of resistances energetically in this area because of the energies of this area. And we will refer briefly to what came up in last Friday evening's topic about your locational angels, your beings who tend a particular location. Those beings also provide that kind of information, tend to everything within that location, contribute to those energies, and make sure that they are balanced. So they both help create them and also help tend them. And your Luther Burbank, though he may not have admitted it to anyone, was in conscious communication with not just the plants he worked with, but also with the locational angels, whom he did not necessarily think of as angels, but he did think of them as nature-type spirits that were vast and vastly knowledgeable and with whom he could communicate with and obtain information from whenever he needed to, or whenever he wanted to, which was often. When he remarried, the woman he chose as his wife was, in fact, a physical incarnation of one of the locational angels, locational spirits. And this was one reason why they were so compatible and were compatible. We feel, said enough on the topic. We know that it wasn't strictly about flowers, but was instead on plants in general and different types of plant species, just touching lightly on the topic because we are constrained by our time and we wished to cover several things broadly rather than any one particular thing deeply, we could, if it was so desired, if there was a list of particular plants that were of interest, we could hold another evening's discussion and address particular plants in more depth, if that were wished. Though there is one more thought we do wish to leave you with, and that is to know, to remember, that every plant species, just as every animal species, is here. Each individual plant is here consciously. Each species is here consciously. Each has a purpose, both on the species level and the individual level. And each has a spirit that deserves to be respected. And if you must, for any reason, harvest, cut, damage a plant, then it is good to acknowledge its presence, its existence, its spirit, and to ask for its pardon, which will be freely and instantly given. It will be freely and instantly given before, but it helps the energies of the planet. The more consciously humankind interacts with everything else on this planet, it helps the energies of this planet as a whole to become more conscious, to become more cohesive, to become more whole, to become more nurturing, to become essentially more loving. There are some plants that are designed, for example, your grass, they are designed by their nature to be walked on, and they enjoy it. Being walked on doesn't harm them, except perhaps if they are just brand new and growing. But once they are established as a colony of grass, they enjoy, it is their purpose, one of their purposes. They enjoy being walked on, being picnicked upon, and so on. They enjoy being looked at. They know that they help to remind people, even with the plainest of gardens, if they have a lawn, that lawn reminds them that there is a green living earth around them, even in the middle of what seems like not a green living earth. Even a tiny patch of green, even a pot of flowers will do the same thing, but grass is a wonderful reminder because it is so rooted in the earth. So we end this evening with that thought, and we will ask if there are any questions. Which, of course, as usual and as set initially, can be on anything. They don't need to be on plants. So, having stunned our audience into silence, we will say a fond good evening to all. And we will see you next time.